Sakh the Mishnah Vayitra, Masech the Shoshana, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Vav. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn three dinim in regard to putting together a shayfer, or some type of repair that has to be done on a shayfer. Let's begin. Shayfer shenizdak, a shayfer that has a split or a crack. The dibke, but he managed to connect it. We'll soon see how he connected it. And the Mishnah means to say, even if he connected it, we still say that it's possible. Because we say this is like two shayfers that were put together. Zakta batanura, this is only if it was split along the length of the shayfer. But let's say it was split along the width of the shayfer from side to side. And let's say from the point that you blow it until the place of the split, there's a shear of a shayfer. So the shayfer is kasha. We can imagine that the part from the crack and on is as if it's not there. But I don't need it there because I have a shear shayfer until that point. But let's say that crack is before. In other words, from the point that I blow it. And again, we're talking about a split that goes from side to side, not along the length. Let's say it's closer to the mouth of the shayfer. You don't have the shear of a shayfer, then it's possible. Because if you would, in theory, take off that part from the split and on, you wouldn't have a kosher shayfer. Now, what is the shear? How long does a shayfer have to be in order for it to be a kosher shayfer? And the answer is, says the Bat Tanura, so that you hold it in your hand and you can see it on both sides. In other words, it has to be bigger than the average hand, so that it would protrude from both sides. Now, but he glued it. Doesn't it help that he glued it? Well, that's the point that the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah means to say, listen, a shayfer that has a split is possible. It's a broken shayfer. And the Mishnah adds, even if it divka, even if he glued it together. In other words, if he just left it the way it is, of course it's possible. But I'll tell you a greater chiddush. Even if he glued it together, it doesn't mean necessarily with crazy glue. It could mean that he put it over fire until like it melted a little bit and he connected it, like soldered it together. It's still possible. Because once there was a split, it loses the shame shayfer. It's like a broken keli. You put it back together? That's like you took a bone and you turned it into a shayfer. That's not good. It has to be an original shayfer. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Dibek Shifrei Shefarais. He connected together broken pieces of Shefarais. Even if he took, let's say, a bunch of Shefarais that would have been good, each on their own, but he soldered them together. He heated them up till they like melted a little bit and pressed them together. Now it's one thing. It's possible. Now, of course, if each of these separate Shefarais didn't have the shear of a Shefar, that they would be possible. We already learned. Gluing doesn't help. The Chiddush is, even let's say you have one of these individual pieces, a shear of a shayfer, it's still possible. Because the Torah says one shayfer echad amar Rahman. You can't blow through two or three shayfarais. Vaitra zakta Mishnah, nikav. Let's say there's a hole in the shayfer, and he closed the hole. So you should know, by closing up the hole, he only made it worse. He may have, not for sure, but he may have passed the shayfer. As the Mishnah explains, im ma'akev eset kia. If this is going to hold back from the shayfer blowing its original sound, in other words, the sound of this shayfer after he sealed the hole will not be the same as its original sound, as its natural sound before he sealed the hole. Possible, it is possible. Because you're not really hearing the kol shayfer, you're hearing the kol of the shayfer and whatever he used to close it. V'im la, but if you heard the kol the way you heard it from before, kosher, it is kosher. I'm not worried about the seal, I didn't change the kol. I'm still listening to the original kol of the shayfer. You should know this, however, that we say, that if it doesn't change the coil of the shayfer, it's kosher, is dafka if he sealed it with a piece of shayfer. But if he's done put crazy glue inside or something else, even if you hear the same coil, it's also possible. Because even if the coil is the same, but it goes through this other thing that he put in, and it's not a natural coil of a shayfer, it's a coil of a shayfer and something else. So the Bat Tanura basically reminds us, you have to have three conditions for this shayfer, which had a hole, and he sealed it for it to be kosher. It has to be that he sealed it b'minai, he used the same material of the shayfer. It also has to be that most of the shayfer remains complete, and it has to be that the coil didn't change. If you're missing any of these conditions, it is possible. Now, what if he just left the hole and didn't seal it at all? Interestingly enough, then even if the coil changed from its original coil before the hole, it's still kosher. Because all kailas are kosher with a shayfer. You see, in this case, by fixing it, he's making it worse. By fixing it, you're creating the possibility, maybe this is not the kail of the shayfer. That's why you have to learn If a person doesn't learn Torah, he may think he's fixing something when in reality he's making it worse. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned Shayfa Shenizdag, a Shayfa that has a stack. A stack is like a split or a crack. If it's along the length, it is possible. If it's along the width, it depends. If from the point where you blow it, the opening where you blow into, until where this sedak is, you have a shear of a shayfer, then it's kosher. What's the shear of a shayfer? We said to be able to hold it, and it extends from both sides. Now, the type of stack that passels a shayfer would passel it even if vidipka, even if he connected it, and he connected it by mamish heating it up and soldering it together, it doesn't help. It's still passel. If a person took a bunch of shayfaris and put them together, pieces of shayfaris and put them together, even if you had a shear of a shayfer in one of them, it's still possible. The Torah says you have to blow through one shayfer, not several. If you made a hole and sealed it, and now when you blow it, it doesn't have the natural coil, it's possible. It doesn't have the same coil as beforehand, it is possible. However, if the coil didn't change, it's kosher, provided that you met three conditions. Number one, he sealed it b'minoi, with the material of shayfer itself. Number two, that most of the shayfer remains shalem. And number three, as we explained, that the coil doesn't change. But if he didn't seal it at all, he would have been better off.